Welcome to Lesson 10. This lesson will show you some popular ways to search the vast amount of information on the Internet. First, we'll access the Explorer's search page and find out what it has to offer. Then we'll pick one of the search tools on that page and look for web pages on a specific topic. Next, we'll work with a tool that lets you locate people on the Internet. And finally, I'll show you how you can easily search for web pages using Explorer's auto search feature. Look over the topics and then click the play button to start searching the Internet. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. There are literally hundreds of search tools available on the Internet. Microsoft has picked the best of these search tools and placed them on a special web page called Find It Fast. You can access this page by clicking the Search button in Explorer's toolbar. Please click the Search button now. As always, I'll pause the audio whenever you link to a new page. Just click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue with the lesson after the page is displayed. Near the top of the page is a section called Internet Searches. The most popular search tools are listed here. To use one of them, you just enter the subject you want to search for, and then click inside the circle next to the search tool you want. We'll use one of these search tools in a moment, but first let's look at the rest of this page. Explorer has nicely provided links to many specialized search tools, which are grouped by category. For example, you can locate phone numbers, zip codes, and various types of addresses using links in the phone number and addresses category. Take a moment to scroll down and look at the different categories. Then scroll back up to the top of the page. I'll pause the audio while you do this. Now let's use one of the search engines to find web pages related to airfares. First, make sure the cursor is blinking inside the search rectangle at the top of the Internet Searches section. If it isn't, click inside the rectangle. Now type in the word airfares. Do not type any spaces. We're going to use the Lycos search tool during this lesson. If the circle next to the Lycos option is not filled in, click inside the circle. Now click the Search button, just to the right of the rectangle. I'll pause the audio, since the search might take a few moments. The new page contains the first 10 items relating to airfares. Each item in the list is actually a link to a web page. All you have to do is click on a link to go right to that page. Scroll down through this list until you reach the bottom of the page, then click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. To see the next 10 items that Lycos found, click the Next Page link, which should be located in the section right underneath the last search result item. The next 10 links are on this page. A lot of these web pages look promising, don't they? Although it would be nice to check out a few of them now, I want to show you a few other search tools. If you want to come back here later, you can save these search results by just adding the page to your Favorites folder. Pause the audio if you'd like to do that now, and then resume it to continue with the lesson. Now click Explorer's back button until you return to the Find It Fast page. Often, you might want to locate a person's email address or web page. Explorer offers a link to a great search tool for finding people on the Internet. First, locate the category of links called Phone Numbers and Addresses. If you don't see it, scroll down the page. Next, locate the link called Email Addresses and Home Pages. By the way, the links in these categories are not underlined, so don't let that confuse you. When you've located the Email Addresses link, click on it. You should now see a box labeled Email Addresses and Home Pages. If you don't see it, scroll down the page until you do. This box uses a nice search tool called 411. It's a popular way to locate someone's email address or web page on the Internet. First, click inside the search rectangle. Now enter the first and last name of someone you know that has an email address. If you don't know of anyone, enter your own name. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when you're finished. Now click the Search 411 button. If 411 could not find any matches, it should tell you so. If this has happened to you, pause the audio, click Explorer's back button, and try searching for a different name. Try using just the last name of someone you know. If you were successful, you might see several listings that match the name you entered. The first and last names are listed on the left, and part of the email address is listed on the right. Click on one of the names to see the entire email address. You should now see more information about the person, including the email address. Look over the page and then click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. Now let's go back to the Find It Fast page. But instead of clicking Explorer's back button, you can bring up a new copy of the page by just clicking the Search button in the toolbar again. Go ahead and click the Search button now. Explorer offers a nice search feature if you're really in a hurry to find something. You can type in the word Go in Explorer's address box, followed by the subject you're searching for. Explorer then uses a special version of a search tool called Yahoo to find web pages related to that subject. You don't even have to be located on the Find It Fast page to do this. Let's search for web pages on movies. First, click inside Explorer's address box. Now type the word Go, followed by a space. Next, type in the word Movies. Finally, press the Enter key on your keyboard. I'll pause the audio while Yahoo searches. You should now see the Yahoo Auto Search page with a list of links to web pages relating to movies. You could now click on a link if you wanted to, but we're going to wrap up this lesson now. If you'd like to come back here after the lesson is over, just leave the Explorer window open. If not, you can close Explorer now. This lesson has given you just a taste of the many search tools available on the Internet. I encourage you to refer to Explorer's Find It Fast page often. As you experiment with more search tools, you'll find the ones that work the best for you. This concludes Lesson 10 and the Internet Explorer tutorial. I enjoyed exploring the Internet with you and hope to work with you again in another Zoom Tutor tutorial. When you return to the Explorer tutorial menu, you can click on a lesson to review it, or click the main button to go to the main menu, or click the exit button to leave Zoom Tutor. Goodbye.